Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been looking at some things that, well, we ought to excel in. Things that the Corinthians that Paul was writing to excelled in and were growing in excelling. Our list came out of 2 Corinthians 8, verse 7. And Paul wrote, and he says, "But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving." Today we reach that point of excelling in complete earnestness. We've actually talked about earnestness last week. We talked about godly sorrow and the earnestness that it produces. Today we're going to continue that conversation, looking specifically at our earnestness in seeking God. And looking at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And it says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Did you catch that connection? The connection between faith and earnestly seeking God. The connection between faith and believing that God exists. We get that part usually. We realize faith is believing in something that we can't yet see. But excelling in earnestness seems to take our proclamations of faith to a level of being tested. And in essence, it asks, okay, so you believe, what are you doing about it? The New Testament kind of put it like that. Well, even the demons believe and they shudder. In other words, is your faith producing anything? Are you earnestly seeking God? Or is it some casual, oh, well, if I happen to cross paths with him, that's okay. If not, that's okay too. Here in the United States, today has been designated the National Day of Prayer. And as you have opportunity, I would encourage you to make use of gatherings of prayer. But I do have a confession. As a guy that leads a prayer ministry and encourages and tries to teach people to pray without ceasing, to live and develop a lifestyle of prayer, gathering one day a year to pray doesn't seem like a lot of earnestness to me. And I recognize that the vast majority of those that put on the National Day of Prayer events, and even those that gather, it's not the only time they're praying. It's not even the only time they're calling for people to pray. But for many, it's the only time we hear it. Our level of earnestness is, well, in need of some growth. It's in need of some life support, perhaps. Do we earnestly seek God? As one that enjoys nature photography and wildlife photography, there are times where I will be known to simply wander. Sometimes on foot, often in the truck. Just driving around, seeing what I can find, seeing what might cross my path, seeing what would catch my eye to photograph. But there are other times that I read of something that I want. When snowy owls come into the general area, and sometimes not even the general area, but within somewhat driving distance, I go out searching, and it's earnestly seeking so that I can photograph. And I don't give up. I know that they're there. They've been reported. I've seen photos others have taken. And I think as we excel in earnestness, sometimes we struggle in our relationship with God and we think, well, I guess today's not the day. Maybe he's hidden. Maybe he doesn't love me. We come up with all kinds of reasons and excuses, and we rationalize why we call the search off. One of my favorite promises of God, he makes very early in the nation of Israel. As Israel has come to him, as they've promised to obey and to follow, and God says that he knows that there will be a time that they wander off. There will be a time where they disobey. There will be a time where they walk away. They forget who he is. That they'll be scattered. And throughout Scripture, in one form of wording or another, God continually says that from wherever you are, that when you turn and seek God, you will find him. When you turn and seek him with a whole heart, with a complete earnestness, with a steadfast resolve to not give up. I wonder what would happen in my life and in your life if we grew and grew and grew to where we did excel in complete earnestness when it came not only to seeking God, but to sharing God, to making the good news of Jesus known with our life, with our words, with our very presence. See, God's desire is to make himself known to us. You know, sometimes when I go out searching for something to photograph, it's a chore, it's a task, because, well, they're fairly well camouflaged. God designed them that way. And they do a pretty good job of hiding. But every now and then, there'll be something that just seems to want to be photographed. It's like they're sitting out in the open saying, here am I. And it's remarkable how many times when they are sitting out in the open and sounding like and looking like they're saying, here am I, that people pass by without ever seeing. They're just not looking. They're not caring. And isn't that what happens with God? We look, but not so intently that we see. We walk by and we miss. Today, as we spend time praying, I pray that we would seek God earnestly. That we would excel in complete earnestness. That we would know the joy and privilege of seeking God with a whole heart and finding him. That it would fill us with such a joy, such a peace, such a contentment, such an excitement that we would be pointing him out to others. That's often what happens on a variety of these wildlife expeditions. in seeking to photograph, somebody will see it. And they're so excited, they'll want everybody else to see. We're just taking photos. We're not capturing it. We're not hurting it. It's not that there's a limited supply. There's photos available for everyone. If we only point it out. And with Christ, it's not a secret we have to keep. He's not going to run out of himself. There's availability for everyone if we would simply point out to others who we have found. And we would encourage them and teach them and challenge them to seek him in complete earnestness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love calls us to yourself. Your love promises to be found should we seek you with a whole heart. That if we're diligent, if we're earnest, if we choose to not give up, Father, for those times where we are just casual about you and going through our day and thinking to ourselves, if we cross paths, fine, if not, that's okay too. May you forgive us. May you remind us. May your Spirit quicken within us a desire to seek you in that complete earnestness. An earnestness that puts our faith into action. An earnestness that says, I not only believe, but I'm going to find. And I'm not going to stop until I do. God, help us to have that earnest faith. And Father, as we seek and we find, may we be so excited about walking with you that we point you out to others. That we share this good fortune that we found, that we share what our earnestness has produced in this relationship we have with you through Jesus Christ. Father, today as many will gather and pray for our nation here in the United States and in other places where they will observe a national day of prayer, I pray that we would grow in an earnestness to continue following your word and praying for our leaders. Not just once a year, not just when Election Day rolls around or national days of prayer roll around, but daily may we lift up our leaders and the nations that we're temporarily living in as we make our way toward our heavenly home. May we pray for peace upon our nations and around the world, a peace that allows us as your children to freely share the good news of Jesus. But Father, may we have an earnestness in sharing that good news that we do so no matter what culture we live in. Father, today as we share Jesus, as we grow and excel in complete earnestness, may we lift him up at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.